from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
G'day there and welcome to the final rewrap of 2017. I am Glenn ZB. This is all the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast in a sillier package. So today we just look back at the year, really. First up, we started with the news stories.
So one more time, it is 7 past 7. One more time for the year and what a year it has been. We'll do the election and the big names that crossed our path this year shortly. But one of the good things about looking back over 2017 or any year is you go, oh, that's right, that happened. So to February, where the Academy Awards, no less. The best picture turned out to be the wrong picture.
Sorry, no. There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won best picture.
Moonlight won.
It's not a joke.
This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
This is not a joke. Moonlight has won best picture.
Dan Carter, caught drink driving.
It's been confirmed by the sports newspaper Hillary Kidd that Dan Carter was pulled over by police. Not quite sure exactly, remember, about 24 hours ago. He was said to have been almost double the drink drive limit when he was pulled over.
Homes destroyed, hundreds evacuated in Christchurch's massive Port Hills fires. Will you be going down?
Well, that's yet to be seen. Jerry Brownlee will be there this morning. I'm heading south because I've got Malcolm Turnbull turning up in Queenstown tomorrow morning.
Not one of his finer moments. In April, he got it right by the end of the campaign, though. In April, major flooding from the remnants of Cyclone Debbie flooded much of Edgecombe. Of course, the entire town was evacuated. It was just one of a number of major weather events, with hurricanes Maria, Harvey and Irma also fired up the climate change talk, of course, and caused huge damage.
The rain and wind are literally thick enough to obscure your direct line of vision out of any of the windows in the newsroom. We've had to lash the door shut to prevent that door from being blown open. And we're doing our best to kind of muscle through right now and get to the other side.
April was also when North Korea started ramping up its missile testing. And as we sit here December 21, of course, we've still got no idea where that particular story goes. In May, terror came to Manchester. A bomb was detonated outside the Ariana Grande concert Manchester Arena. It was, of course, one of a number of attacks on British soil, Finsbury Park, Westminster Bridge.
Police have taken control of what appears to have been the worst terrorist attack on London since 2005. There is now a heavy armed presence right round political quarter, Westminster political quarter.
June was the month for twins. George and Amal Clooney welcomed Ella and Alexander. Beyonce had a couple as well.
Oh, Beyonce, breaking news. They've just brought this in. This is why we have a newsroom. Breaking news.
Hang on,
it says here.
Am I allowed to play the breaking
news? Well, it says
news?
It's underlined breaking news.
Oh, all right then.
This is News Talk ZB breaking news.
But it better be.
Beyonce is pregnant with twins. It's on Instagram. So it's not really news, it's on social
that's
media.
That's what it's come down to now, isn't it?
71 people were killed, scores more injured in the Grenfell Tower fire in London.
We've left the flat, we're running down the stairs. We was on the 7th floor and the fire started on the 4th floor. So as we're going down the stairs, it's getting hotter and hotter and darker as we've got to the 4th floor. You couldn't see your hand in front of you. And the heat was intense, but luckily we got out. And when we were outside the block watching, it was just going up like it was wall on the house that had been lit. It was just within 15 minutes, the whole tower was ablaze, and I was literally 2 minutes from sleeping. There was no fire alarm. The fire alarm didn't start going off until 4 a.m.
Theresa May, emboldened by Brexit, seeing the Labour Party in utter disarray, decided a snap poll might work in her favour. She got there, but only just.
The country needs a period of stability, and whatever the results are, the Conservative Party will ensure that we fulfil our duty in ensuring that stability so that we can all, as one country, go forward together.
In September, another royal baby was announced, William and Kate's third. Pippa got married. She's sort of royal by association. It was a very lavish do, by the way, complete with an orangery. But the real oil was Harry getting engaged to Meghan, of course. It was also 20 years since the death of Diana, and as part of the commemorations, a highly controversial documentary was made, something that one of Diana's closest friends, Rosa Monckton, was not happy about.
You know, what I have said to the people at Channel 4 is just imagine if this was your wife or your daughter having some private therapy and this was suddenly exposed to the nation. It's completely unacceptable.
The man who changed the way the world looked at sex, Hugh Hefner, died. He was 91. The first Kiwi playboy, Bunny Sandra Costa. Tell me all about him.
This man treated everybody with respect, and he treated the girls so well. He was an innovative person. He was an incredible journalist and writer.
In October, it all started to fall apart for Harvey Weinstein, of course, and many other men in Hollywood. Women coming forward in the Me Too movement. Goodbye, Kevin Spacey. Taylor Swift won a symbolic $1 payment after being groped by a DJ. That story continues to unfold on an almost daily basis, of course. A shooter opened fire on a Vegas country music festival. Kiwi Greg Foster was there.
We could hear the concert very clearly from our hotel room. Then the volley of gunfire started. It was very loud. We were very close to it. It was sounded like it was directly outside our window.
Just last month, Robert Mugabe, after 37 years of madness, finally booted out of office, replaced by a bloke who's probably just as bad. Across the ditch, the Australian government shut down the Manus Island Detention Centre, which is where we decided to stick our oar in, which didn't go well. Australians finally sorted out their same-sex marriage laws as well.
They voted yes for commitment. They voted yes for love. And now it is up to us, here in the Parliament of Australia, to get on with it.
By December, the world had become gripped by this thing called Bitcoin. Its value had gone up about 1900%, and people thought that selling their house and investing was a good idea.
We're entering a new phase of currency and value. Previously, we were in a sort of fiat currency, is what we use today, which is New Zealand dollar, which is a politically controlled currency. And what these new currencies, Bitcoin as an example, are mathematical cryptocurrencies. So they are based upon a trust in mathematics, not a trust in central government.
That bubble, of course, will burst in 2018, and a lot of bewildered people will be wandering around wondering how they didn't see that one coming. That wasn't all of 2017, but it was a taste of a busy, unpredictable rollercoaster world that promises surprises almost every day.
Of course, if you know anything about me, you'll know that I'm not really that interested in news. Some of the people were a bit more interesting, though, so we did the same treatment for them.
Now, one of the great joys of the show, apart from the news, is the heavyweights find their way to our microphone. I'm your biggest fan. I'll follow you until you love me. So this year we talked with Shane Warne on, apart from other things, being a target of the media.
Sometimes I bring it on myself, but otherwise, you know, I just wish people would report the facts. That'd be a nice change. I think this day and age, people just want to be the first to break a story. Forget the facts. I just like to break a story and be the first. And if you don't read the press, you're sort of uninformed. And if you do read it, you're ill-informed.
I can go along with that. Cliff Curtis had the best of years, got the break of a lifetime from James Cameron and Avatar.
You know, a lot of actors all around the world, tens of thousands, not hundreds of thousands of actors, struggle to get a meeting, and then they get a meeting, they struggle to get an audition, and they struggle to get a role. You know, that grind, you know, it's been decades of that for me. And I always wanted to get to a point where it would come down to give the call and says, well, what are you doing? You want to do some movies? But yeah, great, Jim, I'm in.
Amazing, eh? One of our most successful exports, Danielle Cormack, was back with us.
I know that she was left at the altar by, she never made it to the altar, and then they kept the character alive for a good, I don't know, maybe 18 years, and I think it was just around the time I thought, you know, the work's dried up a little bit. Maybe I should return to Shortland Street, and then they killed her off.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, one of the biggest names in astrophysics, was with us.
You guys down under might take the clear sky for granted, but I grew up in New York City where no one has a relationship with the night sky. With the tall buildings, light pollution, and when I grew up, there was air pollution. So my first visit to my local planetarium, I was starstruck.
Personal thrill for me this year was James May. Now, Dunn Clarkson, of course, over the years I'd met Hammond, but never May. So May, we got to complete, I guess, the Top Gear set, or as it is these days, the Grand Tour set.
We know they're pleased because they're still paying us. We've still got a job. I think we'd know if the ratings were bad, and they're clearly not. They're chuffed. They took us out and they bought us a drink and supper and everything. So we think we're doing okay.
Another thrill for me was a childhood hero in the form of John, you cannot be serious, McEnroe.
That if
you could ever harness St. Nick Kyrgios, that would be potentially someone who could have it all, because he's got the athletic ability, he's got the game, but he hasn't harnessed the mental part of it as of now, and I don't know if he can.
About the biggest show of the world, or so they tell me, not having seen a single second of it, is Game of Thrones. John Bradley was with us.
For me, it's my entire career. I've never been a professional actor and not been in Game of Thrones, so it's going to be hard to adapt to it not being there. So we'll just have to see how it goes. I'm getting the early stages of kind of withdrawal and symptoms already.
After we won the America's Cup, we could not resist getting Jimmy "I'm so confident I can't lose" spittle in for a word.
At the end of the day, they did a better job. It's as simple as that. For us, a lot of their decisions they made, the bikes and a few other things, we looked at. You know, we looked at hard, as did a lot of teams. But if I look back in the campaign, we were just too conservative. And personally, you know, I just didn't go off my instincts enough the whole campaign.
From our "we didn't know she did that" file came Miranda Harcourt, who, as it turns out, is the acting coach of somebody called Nicole Kidman.
We flew to London to have lunch at Timothy's Ball, and I was so jet-lagged. It was a three-hour lunch, and at half-hour intervals, I had to go downstairs at the Ivy, which is a very flash restaurant. I had to go downstairs and set my alarm clock in the women's toilets and lie on the floor in a toilet stall and go to sleep. And then set my phone to wake me up 5 minutes later so that I could just kind of keep going.
Great story, eh? Former busker turned moderately successful recording artist Ed Sheeran talked about getting old.
I got successful when I was, like, just turning 20. And I think any 20-year-old to the age of 26 changes a lot. So I wouldn't attribute it to my success. I'd attribute it to me getting older.
Everyone's favourite mom, probably one of the most versatile actors in the game, Alison Janney, was with us.
It used to be they'd pick up a show for three seasons. There's four more. Now every year we kind of, it's like I bite my nails waiting to see if we get another season of Mom. I mean, and it makes me nervous because I love this job. I want it to keep going.
Literary legend Jeffrey Archer had some reflections.
When I look back on it, I think how lucky I've been. And in so many ways, because I had an amazing marriage, which has lasted 51 years, with an amazing woman who's now chairman of the Science Museum in Great Britain, and the Queen's made her a dame. So you're right, I've had a very privileged and very fortunate life.
And not unlike the Grand Tour, I'd interviewed George Harrison, I'd interviewed Ringo Starr, never John Lennon, obviously, but to complete the Beatles set just last week, Sir Paul McCartney.
You know, what I do is I actually sit down before the tour and just think, if I was going to the show, what would I want to see? What would I want to have happen? And there's certain songs that I would think, oh yeah, I'd want to see that. I'd want him to do that. I want the band to play that.
It's one of the great thrills of this program, you know. Eventually all the big names turn up here. The Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ for another successful year, 2017.
So, yeah, complicated show for me, not so much for our producer, given that we just played stuff like that all morning. I am Glenn ZB. Thanks very much for listening this year. We'll be back on the 15th of January. Have a great holiday season, and we will be wrapping it all up for you in about 3 weeks' time. See you then.